Welcome to Poetry Pick to Click, or as I like to think of it, PPTC on KCSB-FM. This is your weekly peek at the world of poetry, courtesy of me, George Acheson, Santa Barbara's Poet Laureate for 2025 to 2027. I've been thinking a lot about Emily Dickinson lately, partially because I co-hosted an evening about her and her work last week for Arts and Lectures, but partially because she's always in the air poets breathe. That is, if we care to do our jobs with precision and concision. Heck, even Taylor Swift wants to claim her. So here's a poem by Dickinson from 1862. We grow accustomed to the dark when light is put away, as when the neighbor holds the lamp to witness her goodbye. A moment we uncertain step for newness of the night, then fit our vision to the dark and meet the road erect. And so of larger darknesses, those evenings of the brain, when not a moon disclose a sign or star come out within. The bravest grope a little and sometimes hit a tree directly in the forehead. But as they learn to see, either the darkness alters or something in the sight adjusts itself to midnight and life steps almost straight. It's a shame Dickinson for so long has been pigeonholed as the suffering recluse locked away in Amherst, and not given her rightful place as a playful, oh how she loved puzzles, inquisitive, challenging, master of form that she is. That poem I just read even has a laugh line. But of course, while it's literally about walking home in the dark, and we're talking 19th century pre-electricity dark, darkness is never just absence of light in anyone's poem, is it? Least of all for a master of metaphor. And so the poem broadens and deepens and opens us to a world we live in, one full of mystery. It's up to us to decide if that discovery is thrilling or fearful. Listen up each week for more, and don't forget, you can always learn about this region's upcoming poetry events by visiting sbpoetry.net. For Poetry Pick to Click, I'm George Acheson.